This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, Chris, the Falcons and a conversation we had last hour talking about what exactly did we get when we made our latest moves. Now, we signed a safety who had played for Raheem Morris with the Rams.
Jordan Fuller is a guy that I assumed yesterday, Mike, maybe incorrectly, that he was going to start opposite Jesse Bates.
Now, again, it's just one dude's opinion, but Travis, you know, he is a fan of the Panthers the way you and I are and everybody else listening is of the Falcons. He said this guy was just a rotational guy. It was kind of a disappointment in what he was doing safety-wise. Doesn't mean he couldn't do better here. Maybe he fits better with what we're going to be doing with Jeff Ulbrich and Raheem Morris. But, you know, we have spent some money on little fish, for lack of a better words, and we picked up another guy today.
Yeah, according to Mike Garofalo, NFL Network, the Falcons have agreed with former Jaguars wide receiver and returner Jamal Agnew on a one-year deal worth a max of $2.5 million. He was on the Steelers practice squad last year, recovering from a broken leg, now fully healthy, ready to go for the Falcons. This is a guy that has had some success as a returner in his career, a spot guy that can be a shifty guy that can do some stuff out of the backfield if you want to get creative, can catch the ball as well. But his main role, I believe, is going to be replacing a guy that we all loved here but was often injured in Avery Williams.
Yeah, and I know that these aren't exactly, you know, red letter signings for most Falcon fans. Sometimes when you have to go to Wikipedia to hear who the guy is, you know, it's not exactly going to move the needle, but we always knew we weren't going to be day one guys. I thought Leonard Floyd is a nice pickup for us for what he brings to the table, a solid piece that hopefully can work with the younger guys. But it just, it's hard to figure out where we're going with the draft. I'd like to think they prioritize edge rush, or maybe it's going to be D-tackle. But then if this guy isn't all that good that we brought in, he's a rotational body, do we still consider Malachi Starks at safety?
I think it's possible, but I still don't think it's likely.
No, I think they spackle the corner and they spackle safety, and they'll try to maybe if there's value in the second round, and they'll go there. But still, you've got to be edge, man. It's got to be edge or defensive tackle.
You still need so many more. Even if you include Leonard's sacks from last year into the new, I mean, you're still last.
Well, Ebikadi, you know, 6-6. It's cool. He's solid. Now, you can argue, can Ebikadi be better if there's a real dude opposite him? There's never been that guy. So, you know, we had a good thing going with Calais Campbell and Bud Dupree, you know, 2 years ago. I like Caden Ellis. I think that's another guy that perhaps Jeff Ulbrich maybe utilizes his ability to walk up to the line and get up the quarterback more.
Is J.D. Bertrand now going to start? Is that a guy that we're going to – Captain America? Is that the guy that we're going to be able to count on in the linebacker room?
Well, from Notre Dame, he was okay. I thought he was okay when he came in.
He flashed.
Divine Diablo will be out there. That's the other thing. I mean, we always talk about how we get fixed. You know, Carl and I, you sometimes, the listeners, we all get fixated. We know this is a need. And yet it's not addressed with that first pick. The year we always go back to is 16. All we did was talk about linebackers, and they went safety. Now, we did get our linebacker with Debo, with Keanu Neal, and then we went and got, you know, Deion Jones. But it's still got to be an edge rusher, and I think it's going to be Michael Williams.
If Michael Williams is there and they don't take him, that's going to forever – that's another narrative that will follow and haunt Terry Fontenot as long as he is here. You passed last year on the Defensive Rookie of the Year, but we all give him a grace period because if we didn't have Michael Penix right now, where would we be? Who knows? So that's fine. But at the end of the day, Mike, I still think you got to forego best player available this year, and you got to take need.
Hey, man, if somebody at the Falcons, you know who you are, is going to send me a nasty gram. Like, I don't know. I mean, perhaps this safety will be better. What's his name again?
Jordan Fuller.
You bet it is. I had to delete what I wrote earlier. I used that as my reference point because I was saying that's a good signing. Now I'm not so sure. Guy just hit me up with the text line. Well, what is this guy now? Well, he watched the Panthers last year. He watched every game of the Panthers like you and I watched every game of the Falcons.
Yeah, Travis covers the right. Panthers the same way we cover the Falcons. Now, I will say this, just to be fair, they didn't have Raheem Morris in Carolina. His best seasons were in L.A.,
right,
under Raheem Morris. So you're telling me there's a chance, to quote the great Dumb and Dumber line, that he could refine the magic he had in L.A.
Cool. He's only 27. That's why made it, you know, a compelling hire.
If you love your phone but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported, 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.